Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
You write about friendships and the importance. We hear about women and friendships and relationships all the time, but we don't hear a lot about the importance of friendships among men and those relationships. Why are those important, and how can wives really support their husbands in continuing and developing those relationships?
Yeah, and I think friendships are vastly underrated for men, and I think we need them a lot. If for no other reason than we need to be held accountable. I was very fortunate after I became a Christian to develop a group of friends, and we all had kids. And what was helpful for me, especially coming from the background that I came from, was that I had a group of men that I respected, and maybe their kids were older than mine, maybe they were younger, but to talk with them about, you know, the different stages that their kids were going through, what to expect, how they dealt with it, what worked, what didn't work, things like that were hugely important. The other side that was really important for me was that they could tell me things that I needed to hear that I probably wouldn't have received very well from my wife. Like, you're wrong, or you're out of line in this situation. You know, things, again, men I respected could say those things to me, might not have received them very well from my wife.
Mm. Although sometimes...
Now, how women can help, again, because women are very relational. I think it's important for women to be intentional about developing friendships with other couples where the wife and the husband are good people, good men, because I think that will naturally help a man to develop a relationship with another man, as opposed to expecting him to walk up and introduce himself and sit down and have coffee and chat with each other like women do.
It does get a little more challenging to meet people and develop friendships as we get into that middle stage of life, doesn't it?
It does. It's really difficult. And my wife and I made a decision a long time ago that we were just going to try to reach out to as many people as we could, and we knew going into it that we would get rejected probably a pretty high percentage of the time, not necessarily because people were bad, but they have their own agendas, they have busy lives, they have their own struggles and problems, and maybe they just weren't right or the timing wasn't right. But I think it's still important for us, especially as a couple, again, to reach out to as many couples and develop some sort of friendships, because you're right, it is really difficult to maintain. As transient as people are in our country right now, moving every 2 years, very difficult to develop long-term friendships, which are hugely important.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.